A U.S. district judge in California has reinstated a Clinton administration plan that made 58 million acres in national forests off-limits to road building. The court threw out a potentially less protective plan from President Bush that would have given states more input. The Madison-based Habitat Education Center says it sees the ruling partly as good news for Wisconsin. Center President Ricardo Homeron says about 11,000 acres would be guaranteed protection. But he says 58,000 acres in the Shawamiganicolay may have been knocked out of roadless protection by a 2004 Forest Service planning process.
During the forest plan, conservationists and others questioned the use of stronger Wilderness Act criteria, as well as the Forest Service inventing stricter road criteria and determining if these areas are still roadless areas. They added ATV trails and other things not considered as roads in the roadless rule.
Homeron says environmentalists and Governor Doyle have also been pushing for protection of yet another 50,000 acres. The court ruling suspends that effort. Homeron expects the Bush administration to appeal the judge's decision. He says the fight over roadless areas is important.
The roadless areas are critical watersheds for rivers like the East Fork of the Chippewa, which is Wisconsin's premier smallmouth bass fishery, to important trout streams, as well as critical habitat for wolves, which protect rare plant species from deer.
Some states that liked what the Bush administration had in mind for road building in the national forests may join any federal appeal of the court ruling. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.